This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Multiple times a year, Israel is commanded to hold community feasts or ceremonies. And there are seven festivals. There's Passover, Unleavened Bread, Weeks, Solemn Rest Day, Day of Atonement, Booths, and Day After Booths. So let's go through each of these. Passover reminded people of the Passover lamb they ate to escape the 10th plague in Egypt. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, also treated as the Feast of First Fruits, the first harvest reaped from each person's field was offered to the Lord. This was a sign of thankfulness for what he provided and trust that he would provide the rest. And then 50 days after the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the Feast of Weeks, also called Pentecost in the New Testament. During this festival, offerings are brought to God, thanking him for the full harvest that he brought in. The seventh month is very important. Its first day is signaled by trumpets, which usher in a day of solemn rest. And then comes the Day of Atonement, when all the people's sins are dealt with for the whole year. Next in the seventh month is the Feast of Booths, when all people are called to construct these little tents, reminding them of the temporary shelters they lived in after God rescued them from Egypt. And then concluding the festivals each year was another day of rest. Now, the point of all of these feasts is to create holy time, which roots people in God's saving work and renews their trust in and obedience to him. Well, the New Testament then explicitly ties all of these feasts to Jesus. Jesus' death on the cross coincides with Passover. He is the sacrificial lamb whose blood allows God's wrath to pass over us. Easter coincides with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Jesus' resurrection is the first fruits of the harvest God will make from the dead. On the day of Pentecost, while Israel was celebrating the gift of the harvest, the first Christians celebrated the gift of the Spirit of God and the harvest of believers that would soon follow. Jesus also brought the final Day of Atonement, when on the cross, he paid for the sins of all who would believe in him. And then a final trumpet will blow at Jesus' return, ushering in a final day of perpetual rest. And then finally, Jesus fulfills the Feast of Booths. When he was transfigured into glory on a mountain, Peter suggested setting up booths. This was to show that Jesus is the same God who showed up on Mount Sinai in Exodus. We must constantly, daily remember what Jesus has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. If we don't, we will fall victim to the same fate as the man stoned to death in the story right after these feasts are described. Remembrance is the cure to blasphemy and sin. So may your days be steeped in Jesus's holy time. I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who gives us these tangible ways to remember his salvation, and that you would see Jesus as the fulfillment of all the ways that God has saved us.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.